This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three, the Wednesday edition of the show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You need that to bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. We have a very unusual caller at the moment, and he's been hanging on. We're going to bring him back. It's Rookie in California. Rookie, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Now, Rookie, just to recap here, as I understand it, you are a self-avowed pedophile. You're the host of a podcast called Pedalogs, which is, a show where you talk about these sorts of issues and the issues surrounding them.
Right. I'm one of the most hated podcasts on the net right now.
I can imagine. and you were talking about how we had apparently one of your younger listeners or friends call in a moment ago, Angel, and he essentially said that he was raised in the BL community?
Yeah, let me go over a couple of terms real quick so that way people don't, you know, get confused about them. Since the word pedophile has had so much of a stigma attached to it, most pedophiles within the community themselves, you know, when the rise of the net came about, and also before that, especially with NAMBLA and the Martine Society in Europe, they came up with a word to describe themselves. And that word was, as far as men who are attracted to boys, they call themselves boy lovers.
So that's what BL stands for. Okay.
Yeah, and which is a direct translation off of the ancient Greek word pedophile.
It doesn't mean
child rapist.
When he said he was raised in that community, does that mean that he was raised by pedophiles?
No, it's just that he had contact with them online ever since that age. In fact,
since the age of 11?
I'm sorry?
Was that since the age of 11, as I recall him saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old are you, by the way, Rookie?
I'm in my late 20s.
Okay. You were saying?
And so, he was, I think he still is. Yeah, he's back again. He's one of the DJs on Shirt Quality Radio, the Jeffrey guy that called. It's basically a boy love radio station. It's mostly in community for the audience, but, you know, it's open for anyone to listen to. I'm not trying to make a plug. I'm just trying to.
So you were saying before that there were a lot of boy lovers, pedophiles involved in organizations like the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization, and you say that they get involved with young people, but they don't actually have sex with them. Many of them do not. I mean, surely there are some that attempt to, but you're saying most of them don't. Is that your claim?
Yeah, you got to think about logically. I mean, who else would want to be in it? You know, other than, in fact, when I was talking to one of my guests, he was mentioning, you know, there's usually two major reasons why someone would want to do that. In the older days, it was mainly a religious reason, you know, whether it be a parish or something. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was after the Five Points of New York got burned down and everything, and they rebuilt it, that's when the Big Brother organization started up. And it started a mentorship for those who are either impoverished or you know, they're facing major social difficulties. So it makes you wonder, you know, what was the demeanor of the person that even thought of it, of making something
good,
like that?
That's a good question. I mean, Big Brothers Big Sisters is an organization that has definitely gotten, I think, a lot of respect. I think it's a very valuable organization out there. They mentor to kids that don't have fathers and mothers and that sort of thing. But essentially, you're alleging that most of the people involved there are actually of your ilk. Is that correct?
Well, I don't have any statistics to say yay or nay, but all I can say is that I do know a few people that are in there who are either pedophiles or ephebophiles. In other words, they're either attracted to prepubescence or postpubescence. Mm-hmm. You know, there has to be made that distinction made. And most of them go in it, and, you know, they talk to me about it, and they say, I want to help a boy feel good about himself and have someone that he can relate to.
So it's not necessarily a sexual thing. You're telling me that not all of you guys are out there trying to score with a young boy.
Not at all. In fact, I think the only reason why the sexual issue has come up in the first place and has become such an issue is because it's the only aspect of the entire relationship that is repressed. And as many, you know, psychologists and biologists can tell you, any animal that has a part of its biology repressed in some way, either by social means or physical means, you know, in other words, if they're kept away from other human beings, you know, they have those. So, you know, it's that aspect.
Now, hang on, Rookie. As we pointed out, there's definitely a different cultures around the world. There's different sexual things that are appropriate in one culture that are not appropriate in another and may be really appropriate in a different culture. So there's no doubt that sexual contact with minors is generally considered inappropriate in America.
Well,
so I'd like to say that, you know, when it comes to you interacting with these boys, you claim to be boy lovers, that would mean I'm trying to imagine myself in the role of a parent.
Right.
Looking at this, it would seem to me that if you really did indeed love these individuals, as you claim to, that the last thing you would want to do is get involved with them on a sexual basis. Because it just doesn't work in America.
I would agree. And the reason why I agree is exactly what you said, is because the fallout of what happens, even if those two love each other, in all senses of the word, not just sexually, if those two love each other, and they are found out, they're ruined. The man is incarcerated and, you know, tagged as a sexual predator for the rest of their life, and the boy is brought into counseling and ends up thinking that he's a horrible person because he liked it.
Right, and told that he's wrong, told that there's something wrong with him when that might, in fact, simply have been a choice. Let's go to the phones here. Call's on the line for you, Rookie. Let's talk to Alexander in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Rookie.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
The big brother's big sister's issue. Now I know we're not to send my kids, if I ever have any. My whole concern with all this stuff is basically, at what age does the kid actually know, if to love or have sex or whatever?
Can I interrupt for just a moment? I'll go to bat for Big Brother's Big Sisters because I've been close to some people that been involved in that organization. And it really seems to be a wonderful organization. And I would say, Alexander, that if you had a young person, if you had a son or a daughter, and you had educated them correctly about sex and had an open, sort of an honest relationship with your child, and you sent them off to Big Brother's Big Sisters, and there was somebody that approached them in a sexual manner, I think that if you had the right relationship with your child, they would come back to you and tell you, hey, my big brother tried to have sex with me today, and I said no. I think if you had an honest relationship with your child, I don't think you'd have anything to fear by sending them off to Big Brother's Big Sisters.
And I'll add to that, their screening process is very vigorous. They check for criminal background, and also they do a psychological screening of the guy, and, I mean, you know, they're not going to pick anyone who is of bad moral character. I mean, let's say if the guy is living in a trailer and, you know, he drinks 7 beers a day and he whips his kids around and everything, they're not going to get him. The same thing goes on the sexual aspect.
Okay.
You know, I trust every single person that I know that is involved with the Big Brother organization, I would trust with my life.
All right, let's get back to Alexander. You could rephrase your question.
Yeah, I want to. What I basically wanted to say was that I think that there still should be an age limit to where there could be have sex. And I'm an anarchist, so I still believe in an anarchist society. People would demand that, therefore it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think when it comes to sex under the age of 18, I don't think it should be automatic incarceration. I think each case should be looked at individually. But I do think that there are certain ages where it's just unacceptable. And I think those ages include, you know, from 12, to basically anything that's prepubescent. After puberty, it starts changing, in my opinion.
There you go. Alexander, thanks.
I would tend
thoughts,
to agree
Rookie?
With that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I would tend to agree with that. And what I'm saying is that it does come down to the individual to decide when they are ready for sex. They should never be forced into it, and they should know all of the goods and bads for it.
We're on the way. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. More with you.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. I still want to talk about tax misery. Hopefully we'll get to it. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version, dial-up version, both of them are totally free at freetalklive.com. All right, we are going back to the phones here. We've got Rookie on the line from California. Rookie is a self-avowed, pedophile. Self-avowed, as you call yourself, a boy lover. Are you interested in females at all, or is it simply a homosexual thing for you?
No, I am very interested in females, and I'm also talking about of-age females. So, you know, all of those claims that those pedophiles who end up, you know, they get caught and they have a bunch of porn magazines. No, it's not for entrapping children. Some of them might actually like boobs.
Okay. No,
Hey, well, just before you go on, how old are you?
He already answered that. He's in his
late 20s. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, Melissa?
Now, I'm just curious to know, are any of the women that you've had in your life, are any of them attracted in the same way to younger children?
No one that I've been with. However, I do know females in the community.
Well,
they are rarer.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They're a little more rare.
I was just going to say, I know there's been local stories, you know, here locally in the Tampa area of Florida where, you know, we have teachers getting involved all the time with students. So I was curious to know, you know, how popular that is amongst the females in that type of community.
Well, okay, first of all, you have to understand that whenever you see things on the media, it's usually because there's something that the media can make a spin off of.
So oh, most
only
definitely.
Only two times that you actually see it on the news is usually if they're a mother or if they're a teacher.
Yeah.
And either way, it's the most unacceptable, unethical version of it. But believe me, there's a lot. Hold on.
I'm sorry. It's unacceptable for a teacher to have sex with one of her students, but it's not unacceptable for somebody in Big Brothers and Big Sisters to get close to their kids. I mean, I don't know.
Well, the Big Brothers is mainly male.
Right. And
I mean, but there are no boys. Females. She was asking about females.
Well, I understand, but you said teacher.
Okay, well, I'm saying the news stories that you see about females that interact with kids in a sexual manner is the ones that you see on the news. Those are usually teachers or mothers.
Gotcha. I found a new train here, and I'd like to ask you a question on that new train, if you would, please. Suppose you have a male teacher. Is it acceptable for him to proposition and have a loving sexual relationship with his male student?
Okay. That's another can of worms. It depends on what the society sees as a teacher. It depends on the culture. In our culture, no, it's not, because since the teacher is teaching many people on the same level, at a very minimal basis, it would mean that there's going to be some sort of favoritism between that teacher and that student.
Okay, so you're against that then. All right, we're going to continue with the calls here. Coming in for Rookie, let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Rookie. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brett.
Hi, Brett.
Brett. I just kind of wanted to comment on this whole issue that you're talking about here.
Yeah.
And I know Ian's anarchist, I mean, free marketeer views won't probably agree with this, but there needs to be some age of consent. You know, I think 18 is too high. I mean, we'll agree on that point. But you can't just say that, you know, it's the parents' job 100% of the time to know where their kids are at, because you know, it's the truth that kids will just go, you know, walk around and do whatever. So, you know, maybe they'll just go out in the neighborhood. The parents don't know about it.
What do you do at the whole MySpace issue, too.
I would say it's physically impossible for a parent to know at all times where their child is.
Exactly. And you know, I'm not for, you know, the thing, like last night's show was talking about how bad the, you know, sexual predator registry is. Well, Ian is always, and I keep attacking Ian here, but, you know, you're always
Ian's
going
easy to
for,
attack.
You're always going for, like, you know, social ostracism and stuff like that. Well, how else are you planning on doing it? I mean, isn't that the perfect, I'd rather have just you know, a sexual predator registry
that's
rather than
that's what a registry is in fact, ostracism. I
right,
understand.
Exactly. So what are you for, Ian? I mean, are you for ostracism or are you for sending people to jail?
I'm for ostracism. I'm for ostracism. I've pointed out in the past that if you want to go and start up your own little registry to keep track of criminals of whatever sort you want to, then you should be absolutely free to do that. But you'll have to get the information on your own. With these registries that the government has set up, these individuals are being forced at gunpoint to report their location basically at all times. When they move, they're being forced to report the location that they're moving to. If you want to go ahead and set up a network of people to track these individuals and set up a website on your own to track their locations, by all means. By all means, I have no objection to that.
He's been consistent on that, and he just doesn't feel that the government has any legitimate role anywhere.
If this is a marketplace, and people are demanding this sort of a function, if people are demanding that certain types of individuals be tracked so we know their whereabouts, the market will provide it, and it'll be done cheaper than the government ever could.
You've got to be realistic about it. That's not going to happen. I mean, it won't. And you're not you won't be able to
then
sit
people
there
don't
and
want
go
it.
Up.
If that's not going to happen, then people don't want it, Brett.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's gonna like it would be able to happen.
Look,
to me.
Brett, there aren't very many people that want to buy imported mustard from Germany, but yet the marketplace puts those mustards on the mustard shelf at the grocery store. I don't think they sell them very often because most people just want to get the yellow mustard or the mustard with a spicy tinge to it or some Grey Poupon. But yet there are
mustard.
A few people. There are enough
mustard.
People to make that happen.
All right. Well. I mean, we're going nowhere with this, so I'm not going to sit here.
All right, Brett, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Didn't he have a question?
No, he just had comments, as, okay. as he said. Rookie, did you want to add anything in there?
Oh, boy. I would need an entire hour at least to talk about the sex offender registry.
You've been on the line for over an hour at this point.
Yeah, and I would like to thank you for that. In fact, I would like to thank you for even talking to me, period, because it seems that most people usually either want to lynch me or put me in jail for the rest of my life.
Well, I must say, I feel slightly contaminated just having you on the air.
Okay, I'll make sure I get you a lint brush, okay?
I have two lint brushes at home. Thank you very much.
Well, as you know,
I like the sticky one for taking off the cat hair, but I have the regular one with the little stickers in it.
You're talking about sticky and pedophiles at the same time?
Enough of that. This is Free Talk Live, and we'll talk about anything, and this is perfect proof of it. It's obviously an adult topic. Some people are going to be uncomfortable with it, and if you're uncomfortable with it, then you shouldn't be listening to it. I mean, we cover all kinds of issues on this show, and I'm happy to have people of different thought processes on the show to explain themselves. I mean, how often does anybody get an opportunity to actually talk to somebody like you? Let's continue with the calls. Now we have Brant in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, Mark, and Rookie.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Brant. What's on your mind?
Hi, Brant.
Not too much. I got a couple questions for Rookie. You had mentioned a little bit earlier talking about educating children about sex, about their having relationships with older people, and you had mentioned about doing that in a non-biased way. How do you propose doing that? Are you talking about education, or are you talking more socialization?
All right. It's a combination of both. I see, and I might be a little bit biased on this because of my attractions, but I see that the entire ethos of sexuality in America is completely flawed. First of all, I'll agree with that.
I think we're messed up in America.
But we are a culture of fear, and that, unfortunately, is one of the vital essences of our economy.
Hang on. I want you to get back into your answer here in a bit. Hang on, both of you. 800-259-9231. I know Brent had one more question. Somebody's on the amplifier line as well. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. We didn't promise you that you would never be uncomfortable. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Again, that's freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find all kinds of neat stuff, including the listener map, which you can get access to at map.freetalklive.com. You can see where over 1,300 of our listeners are located around the world, and you can even add yourself to it. It's free. Map.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's porcfest.com. Not to be confused with another type of Porkfest that our caller might be engaging in.
It's just out of line.
Let's go to Rookie.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Rookie.
That was so bad and so wrong.
All right. Rookie's back on the line in California. He's a self-avowed pedophile, a boy
lover,
as he puts it.
I like the way you say self-avowed rather than self-admitted, because admit usually refers to crime, okay? So I actually like the way you say self-avowed.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're enjoying your appearance so far.
Take the edge off of it a bit.
We're going to get back to the phones here because Brant is back on the line here from California. Now, actually, I'd interrupted you before, Rookie, to go to that break. You were kind of going off on the American sexual ethos. What did you have to say about that?
Right, okay, well, to answer his question, I guess basically what I'm going to have to say is there's a ton of, feces that must be removed from the way that we consider sex before there can be any actual realistic education on what sexuality is. I mean, you guys, you know, ever since, you know, the founding of our country, sexuality has been the most, how should I put it?
Vilified.
Repressed topic. I'm sorry?
Vilified. Just giving you a
vilified word. Yeah. Well, any sexual diversion, should I say.
Yeah, I like the word repressed. I mean, there's no doubt about it from our Puritan past, from the Scarlet Letter. In America, sex is just something that people don't talk about, and it's really sad. It's really, I think, pathetic that American society is so afraid to even discuss sex.
There's going to have to be a sea change the way that this country sees sex before there can be any education. I'll give you an example. Most professional scholars and academics that try to make any kind of relevant study on child sexuality, regardless of their with another man or whatever, mm-hmm. is usually, it's treated with scorn. I mean, you know, you get some of the more conservative politicians out there. I mean, look what happened to Kinsey. You know, obviously, yeah, some of his research that he did back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s was flawed. But any other field of study does not meet the same level of scorn, both from the academic community and from the larger community.
It's true. Well, in the case of Kinsey, he released first his female sexuality book, and then he released his male sexuality book. Now, the female sexuality book was embraced. What was that?
It's reversed, Mark.
It's the other way around. The first one was the male.
Okay, then the male one.
And that's when they start calling him a communist when he said that homosexuality wasn't bad.
Right. I was just making the point that it's really about we have this big thing about the recipients of sex as opposed to the givers of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Who's in control of the decision making? I totally agree. The problem that we face, and this also bleeds into other types of sexual relationships, like heterosexuality and marriage. I mean, the sanctity of marriage is no longer here. And for good or for bad, the woman is allowed to make her own decisions, unlike most other traditional countries, based on our values. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that's a good thing. The problem is that the divorce rate is very high. So all that did was reveal that there is a problem with how men and women have sexual relationships these days. You know, the reality of our biology does not match what the sociology is.
Yeah, we're definitely messed up. Now, Brant, did you have any other questions for him? I think you had one more.
Yeah, I had a couple questions. Okay.
We got time for one, so go.
Okay. Well, what do you think that the whose responsibility is it going to be then to educate / socialize people? And I mean, there's a whole lot of other topics. How are you going to teach a 4 or 5 year old to demand that their partner have a test for sexually transmitted diseases? How are they going to know how to recognize whether or not someone's exhibiting symptoms of drug use that might, you know, increase the risk of that behavior?
And, Brant, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. I'd just like to jump in on that. I think it's ludicrous to suggest that anybody's going to be teaching their 4 or 5 year old how to go about selecting correct partners and that sort of thing. Nobody who's sane, I think, wants their 4 or 5 year old to be engaging in sexual behavior at all. I mean, you wouldn't even agree with that, would you?
I'm going to agree with that, and there's a couple of reasons why. It's because there's this big misunderstanding that every single pedophile is interested in sexual intercourse, okay? They go to the utmost degree, okay? I can only speak for myself, okay? What I personally see a 4 or 5 year old being educated about is basically the natural questions that they would be asked, or that they would ask their parents. Mommy, where did my little sister come from? Mommy, how come, you know, I'm feeling this way? Because there is child sexuality earlier on. I mean, you know, there's many cases of masturbation earlier on in people's lives than people are comfortable talking about in public.
That's sure. True.
And you see back in the Victorian, I mean, we have made some progress towards...
Oh, certainly we have. But you're right. I mean, people don't want to talk about these things. And I think the part of Brant's question that is legitimate, I mean, to suggest that a 4 or 5 year old is going to have any sort of acumen to select sexual partners is ludicrous. But the part of his question that was legitimate is, how is this change going to come about? How is America going to become more open to discussing things of a sexual matter?
I think the internet is going to help that out. And
I
here's
think you're
how
right.
I know that.
Go
the
ahead.
Reason why I know that is because the internet, for good and for bad, is exposing the good and bad parts of society and in every aspect of society, not just sexuality. I mean, you go to MySpace, you find teenagers talking sexual to each other and talking to people who are older than each other. You know?
So you're saying the conversations that have previously been held behind closed doors as a result of sites like MySpace and the Internet are going to be coming more out into the open. People are going to be more likely to talk about these things as a result. You know, Rookie, did you have any final thoughts for us? Because it's been a very interesting appearance.
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, as long as you did. I wasn't expecting this. I was just going to make a couple of comments.
Well, I can tell you that it wouldn't have been as long had we not gotten so many phone calls. I mean, we would have exhausted our questions and we'd have been done with you, but people found you interesting and they called in, which is great. That's what the show's about.
Okay, I guess my final thoughts would be is even if you don't agree with what I'm saying, hate the sin, love the sinner. Don't villainize me. Don't villainize people like me. Don't think that every single sort of sexual offense is exactly the same. There is a difference. Just like you were saying in Florida, you know, they don't make the difference between someone who pees behind a tree and someone who molests 100 kids.
Two more questions for you, actually. Real quick, I want to sneak these in here from our board operator. He wants to know, is the attraction that you have to young boys something that you were born with?
Okay, that's another can of worms, but I'll say yes, but also there is a social factor. I think that every single human being has predetermined set sexual factors within themselves, and this has been proven in academic study. There's also the social factor. Depending on what the society sees as correct, some things will be repressed and some things will be accepted.
Also, one other quick one. As the young boy ages, do you lose your attraction or does that continue?
Depends if you love them emotionally or not.
There
if
you're
go. Talking about a child celebrity, it's probably going to go away. But if it's talking about someone that I know personally and I love, it won't go away.
Rookie, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to Free Talk Live. Maybe we'll hear from you again. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, and the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And Mark, who has a... Oh, poor little nosy on Mark. He went to an operation today. He had a deviated septum fixed, and now you can breathe like 100 and 200% better.
Well, I can't when I have the bandage off my nose. Right now, I've got it jammed full, up with cotton, so I can't breathe.
That's why
all.
He's been sounding kind of funny tonight, for anybody that's just tuning in.
I'll get progressively better, though.
Yes, of course. 800-259-9231, or you'll have complications and die, and we'll have to replace you. So you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there, over 110,000 posts. You'll find all kinds of different topics discussed, everything from serious issues to fun stuff, just like we do on the air. There's a variety of topics that will come about, and wow, just tonight has been pretty sunny.
Yeah, it has.
Unusual radio this evening. We're going to continue here with your calls about anything. Let's go to the amplifier line, and Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Good evening. How are you guys doing today?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Just two quick things for you. First, a quick update on the NSA scandal. A judge in New York actually heard arguments in a real courtroom either earlier this week or late last week on the issue. This is the ACLU's against the government. And, of course, the government is... trying to get it thrown out. They didn't invoke the State Secrets Act yet. But
what is the ACLU going for in this case? What are they looking for the judgment to be?
As far as that, they want to be halted immediately. And
the spying program.
Right. And
they'd like a judge to say it should be halted immediately. Whether or not they're actually going to halt, it's a whole other question.
Right.
Yeah.
And the ACLU's argument was, they basically told the judge, you already have enough information here already to verify that this activity is illegal. You don't need them to try and throw it out because it might reveal state secrets. You already have enough information to know that it's illegal.
Mm. And that's because the government has used this state secrets excuse with a couple other lawsuits, as I understand it, to say, well, we can't even bring this to court. There's state secrets at risk. And so the judges have thrown out the cases up until now.
No, we're still waiting on the EFS, the judge in the EFS case, to rule.
They presented the state secrets argument, but the ruling hasn't come down on it?
Correct.
I see.
So we're still waiting on that one.
So what else is up, Eric?
Well, I this one's kind of silly, but I wanted to respond to Paula from Florida on Monday Night Show.
Okay, which part?
Her ludicrous claims about aspartame.
Yes.
I've been drinking the equivalent of a 12-pack of Diet Coke a day for probably going on 15 years now.
Oh, my.
During that same period of time, I've also been smoking about a pack a day.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty darn healthy.
That will diminish over time, but it probably has more to do with the cigarettes than the Diet Coke.
Exactly. I figure if I do have any health problem, it'll come from the cigarettes.
How about cavities? Do you have any cavities?
Nope, not a single one.
I was just going to say, usually drinking that much Coke products or Coke, some type of carbonated soft drink usually causes some type of, problems for your mouth or your teeth.
It usually does, but I guess you brush fairly often, huh?
Honestly, I don't.
Really?
There's no sugar in that, right?
And Diet Coke?
Right.
No, it's NutraSweet. I brush maybe every other day or so.
Oh my goodness!
Dear God, you should brush more often.
Yeah, you should brush at least once a day.
I know my wife tells me that, but her arguments on aspartame are just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, very good, Eric. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and pick up that toothbrush a little more often. 800-259-9231. They say you should do it at least once a day.
At the very least once a day. A cavity can form inside of 24 hours. So at the very least, once every 24 hours. But you can't brush perfectly, so you should brush twice a day or three times a day.
I like the little buzzy brushes, the motorized ones.
Oh, those are great.
Those are so cool. Have you tried one, Mark?
I have. They make my nose tickle.
Maybe they won't now.
Maybe
you've got your new operation.
I think
your
it's
new
the multiple hairs inside my nose really are the problem. Yeah.
I'll vouch for those, man. It's like $7 or $8.
Oh, they're great. They work so well.
You don't have to do any work anymore. You just pretty much hold it where you want it to go. And
I know it works very well if you've been diagnosed with gingivitis as well, because that comes with,
Dentists do recommend them.
Yes, they do.
Yep. And not only are they more effective than regular toothbrushes, but also, of course, we could have delved into Eric's mouth habits, mouth hygiene habits. I mean, for somebody
that's got to be a little embarrassing. Conversation is a little embarrassing too.
I'm not embarrassed. Anyway, that's why I'm going to do it.
How often do you brush your teeth?
At least once a day, if not twice.
Okay.
Just depends on how busy I am, if I remember or forget that sort of thing.
How can you forget to brush your teeth? How do people forget that?
I generally don't, but if I'm busy doing things, and I'll put it off, and then it'll be time to brush my teeth again. Anyway. We could have gone into it with him, but I'm just going to speculate now. For somebody that only brushes once every other day, kind of wonder if he's also flossing, right? Because if brushing is not important enough to you to do more than once a day at least, probably flossing isn't even in your realm of mouth expertise. And rinsing with a mouth rinse of some sort, do you think he's doing that too? I don't know.
I would hope so. I feel sorry for his wife.
Needs to slap him into shape. 800-259-9231. No sex until you floss.
That's a terrible thing to suggest. People should brush of their own volition.
You can take control of the airways even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Red means stop, green means go, and yellow means go faster. Just kidding, but where did these colorful concepts come from? When I come back, I'll train your thoughts toward color awareness.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Stoplight colors were copied from the railroads, where engineers crafted the code to give trains advance warnings and prevent fatal collisions. When African-American inventor Garrett Morgan devised and patented the precursor to today's automatic traffic lights, he only used red and green. Red proved a logical choice for stop, because for thousands of years, it represented danger. Originally, green meant caution, while a clear light meant go. But that idea was quickly scrapped due to confusion with street lights. Soon, engineers revamped their design, using yellow for caution and green for go. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. But you can voluntarily support us. See, we give away all of our archives, entire year's worth of archives, updates, live streaming, and more. It's all on the house. But if you want to support the show, if you want to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, if you want to get us on more people's internet connections, then you should amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the Amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And essentially, it's a program to allow us to advertise the show more. You contribute $3 a month. We take the contribution in, we turn it right back around into advertising for Free Talk Live. It's that simple. Plus, we do some other things with it as well. We go and go to talk radio conventions to schmooze with the industry executives and that sort of thing. And we also, sometimes we have to buy hardware for some of our radio station equipments, radio stations, get them some equipment. And so it generally goes to promoting Free Talk Live, getting the message of freedom and liberty spread as far and as wide as possible. Amp.freetalklive.com is the place you need to go to get involved. In fact, we're 3 days away from our first anniversary.
That's great.
We started AMP on the 17th of June in 2005. And so this Saturday will be our very first anniversary. And we're close to 15%. We're close to $1,500 per month. Our total goal is $10,000. And so it'd be kind of nice if we could make it back to 15% or $1,500 by Saturday.
How many ampers do we have right now?
Good over 240, about 242, I believe.
That's great.
So
and I, I think it's great that they're all supporting us in, yep. in such
it's
a way.
It's awesome, and it's only $3 a month. It's so simple. amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, well, we had Bill on the line, but now we don't. And we just really don't have time to delve into this tax misery article, which we will get to. Mark, you're raising your hand.
Well, I have it. I have this article that's just kind of been sitting here, and I'm never going to get to use it.
Okay.
But
now be the time.
Yes. Rampaging elephants crush town in Bangladesh. In what appears to be a case of elephants retaliating against humans, hundreds of villagers have been taken refuge in boats in Bangladesh after their homes were destroyed by rampaging pachyderms. Of course, you had to throw in pachyderms. elephants repeatedly raided their village in Barkal. Oh, good, you got to use a sound effect. That's so
nice. Sound effect.
That's so nice that you get to use that, that silly little thing you've got. Let's see. They repeatedly raided the village in Barkal in the fringe of a forest in southeastern...
They raided it.
Yeah.
Like they're humans.
Oh, well, check this out. That's the way they've written it, at least. MSNBC.com, by the way. Bangladesh's Chittagong Hill tracks going, pulling down houses and plundering crops. Attempts to scare the beasts away by setting fires, blowing trumpets, and setting off firecrackers has failed. They came back almost every night and would romp through human habitation, forcing many to flee. One local official said, terrified, some 300 villagers, including children, took refuge on boats in Lake Rangamati, coming ashore only in daylight hours for food and other provisions. These people are farmers and loggers. Now they have no work or money. At least 15 people are killed every year by elephants in Bangladesh because of human encroachment on natural habitats. Although Bangladesh is has forest cover of 17.5%, it is one of the world's most densely populated nations. So...
Wow. Nice. So they retaliated.
Yeah, they don't like the idea that the Bangladeshis are moving into their forest.
Don't mess with the elephants.
No. I love it.
All right. It's been Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
We will see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.